The fair budgeted for a $600,000 profit. It only made about $500,000, and it took a significant hit at its major concerts. In the wake of last year's stage collapse, the fair moved its biggest concerts to Bankers Life Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. State Fair Executive Director Cindy Hoy says the downtown concerts didn't work and won't happen again next year.
Our customers want to be here. They didn't understand the whole idea. It didn't work. And so we're bringing back some headline entertainment for free on the free stage.
Attendance at the 2012 fair was 854,000, 2% less than expected. The president of the State Fair Board says he thinks that had more to do with the 90-degree plus temperatures and rain than the lack of big concerts on the grounds. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.